This is KAZU. I'm Doug McKnight. Two local documentary producers want you to face a tough topic, the sexual abuse of boys. Their film, Boyhood Shadows, premieres nationally next week. But as KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports, its start was very local.
It all started in this discreet house located in Monterey, where the Monterey County Rape Crisis Center hosts its men's support group for childhood sexual abuse survivors. Over the years, the size of the group has ebbed and flowed to the point that right now, it's not active. Crisis Center Executive Director Claire Mountier says it's often hard to get male survivors to come forward.
I think there's still a lot of socialization for men that goes on that tells them that if you have a problem, you need to handle it yourself. You don't share. That's not being manly.
That's why 6 years ago, the men in the group wanted to reach out and let other survivors know they're not alone. So with the help of a local documentary company, Mac and Ava Motion Pictures, they produce this public service announcement.
One out of every six boys is sexually molested before he is 18.
Reaction inside the group was immediate.
There's more to this. You know, there needs to be more. There needs to be something bigger that could get out to the community.
Terry DeBono and Steve Rosen of Mac and Ava Motion Pictures agreed and began work on the documentary titled Boyhood Shadows. They wanted to get people to face the uncomfortable reality that one out of every six boys is molested, and the abuser is often someone the victim knows. Rosen is director and cinematographer.
The problem is that it's a subject that really people don't want to talk about. And because they don't want to talk about it, it gets worse and worse and worse as time goes on because, you know, secrecy is what makes it possible for these predators to find their way to children.
Through the men's support group, they met several of the survivors who appear in the documentary, including Glenn Kulik, who takes on a central role in the film. Early on, he answers a question asked of so many survivors. Why didn't he tell anyone when he was being abused by the uncle of a childhood friend?
You know, I know the answer to that question. It's the same one anyone ever tells you, because you don't want anyone to know.
Boyhood Shadows chronicles the ups and downs of Kulik's life as he works to heal. In 2009, he testified before the California legislature, along with other survivors from the documentary, including San Francisco news anchor Alan Martin. They unsuccessfully pushed for the elimination of the state's statute of limitations on sexual assaults. It remains at 10 years. Reached by phone, Martin hasn't given up.
We've always felt that it's possible. The timing just has to be right. And I think financially the state is in a better situation and possibly the issue could come back before the legislature. We would certainly hope it would.
Martin says he feels empowered every time he speaks about being abused as a child, both by a church deacon and an upperclassman in high school.
You know, I'm much better off than I was when I was trying to suppress all the memories. That was tearing me up. And if one person sees the documentary and is helped by it, then what a tremendous, tremendous change that can be for their life.
For producers Terry DeBono and Steve Rosen, they hope the documentary will encourage people not to ignore cries for help.
And I think that's a very easy thing for parents to do, especially when they're frustrated with a kid who's acting out and creating problems in so many other ways. They just assume everything about the kid is to get attention. And a lot of times the attention those people are crying for isn't the kind of attention that the parents think. They're looking to be saved from a bad situation.
Boyhood Shadows airs Wednesday night at 10 on PBS. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.